Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Dorkside Toys. At DorksideToys.com, you can get the latest Marvel toys, as well as Star Wars, G.I. Joe, The Walking Dead, and more. Run by toy fans, you can be assured your order will be given great attention and packed with care. Sign up to their social channels now for stock alerts, reviews, and toy and movie news. DorksideToys.com. You'd be a dork not to shop there. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue 144 of Marvelicious Toys. This is Marjorie.
This is Arnie.
And this is Justin. Are we a baker's dozen? Is that 144? 12 times 12?
No, we're gross.
We're gross.
Gross. We're disgusting.
A baker's dozen is 13.
That's 13. Man math.
I hope you're not homeschooling, Justin.
Believe me, for the betterment of all society, I am not.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of news on this week's show, plus a lot of reviews. We're going to get right into it with
the Spectacular Store Report.
I found one item in stores the past 2 weeks, but it was one I was really excited for. Actually, I didn't find it. I had a hunch and sent Marjorie out because I was busy taking photos of other toys.
You sent me to Toys R Us, which is a terrible hardship because it's located next to Ulta.
ToysRUs.com a long time ago had put up those Avengers figure 2-packs with Nick Fury and Captain America. Basically, the closest we were going to get to the old style Avengers figures for Age of Ultron.
Not only style, but actual old Avengers figures.
Well, repaints, yeah.
Right. But more than just stylized. But yes, I know which ones you're talking about.
But the one set they hadn't ever put online, but I was getting reports that they had shown up in stores, was Falcon and Hawkeye. Basically the sidekick pack.
Oh, wow.
So really just the not really in the cool team, not in the Avengers and second string people.
So, Marjorie, when it was the last day of their buy one, get one 40% off sale, and woohoo, she got one. And then we had like a 10-minute phone call about what else to buy for the 40% off.
It was a struggle because I didn't want to waste it. I mean, I realized I was spending money to spend money, but it was a sale. And if there's something I wanted, it was a great opportunity, right?
Ended up getting Infinity Gauntlet Mini Mates.
All right.
Yeah, it was a ringing endorsement, Justin. You're like,
you know,
okay.
Me on Mini Mates. I'm not going to jump over a puddle to get them. But, you know, if there's a few that catch my eye. And I think, you know what? You did exactly what you need to do with Mini Mates. They make a good twofer situation when you don't know what else to buy.
Mm-hmm. It was the nicest thing. I mean, we were going down the list. What about Hulk and Agents of Smash figures? Got them all from the Christmas sale. So, but that is the store report. There's not much going on in stores.
Yeah, not much not going on, I guess, is the wrong way to say it. Because there's a lot of Legends figures still showing up. You know, it's just that we already have those and we're not necessarily looking for them, but
I'm pretty much drowning in the Spider-Man wave, though. The first wave is pretty much gone. The third wave, I come across a few smatterings of here and there, but primarily the Legends I'm seeing at Toys R Us, at Target, and even at Walmart are the Spider-Man wave.
Yeah, it is pretty Spider-Man heavy out there, followed by Avengers. I'm still seeing a lot of the Avengers wave, but they're still out there if you need them, so hit those stores if you haven't.
But I did do some online shopping.
Sales to astonish.
I arranged the entire day when Age of Ultron was released so that I could be by a computer all morning waiting for the inevitable Mondo posters for Age of Ultron.
Those have historically been, for lack of a better term, a bitch to get.
And they usually do 1 to 2 posters per Marvel movie, all the way through Guardians. But for a few movies, they go big. With Guardians, they did 6. And with Avengers, they did 8.
Wow.
And they did like 2 per day every day leading up to the release of the movie. Or maybe it was every other day. It was a big buildup though. And that's when I actually got one on their site and was bit by that radioactive bug of addiction to the Mondo posters. Well, Avengers Age of Ultron came and went and no Mondo posters. And I just kind of let it fall off my radar and thought maybe they lost the license. Maybe I'll save a hell of a lot of money from eBay scalpers. I have a nice collection. I was getting low on wall space. So, all right, I can live with the collection I have of just basically half of Phase 1 and all of Phase 2 or up to Avengers 2. So I was cool with it, which is why I completely missed they were doing 2 new Mondo posters for Marvel. It was part of a major gallery sale they were doing where, like, it was the artist Tom Whalen, and he had a number of pieces up. They were showing all these various pieces from, like, Back to the Future and things. And so these didn't get top billing compared to Back to the Future. And so when I finally look, when they're like, Tom Whalen Part 2, I look and I'm like, Daredevil? They didn't say they had a Daredevil. They said they had some gallery thing. And then I looked at the Part 1 and there was an X-Men Days of Future Past. And that one was pretty awesome with the old school style outfits and all the classic X-Men who may or may not have actually been in the movie. It's really more comic Days of Future Past, but a really nice poster.
Yeah, looking at the Sentinels on that poster, it's definitely comic book influenced.
I don't know how I feel about this one. It's almost like it's too retro for me, which is kind of weird for me to say.
Yeah, a little bit.
Actually, I kind of dig this style. I mean, it's still in the Mondo poster style. I mean, this artist kind of nailed it, but I kind of like how clean it is compared to some of the other ones. Some of the other ones get kind of busy, but this one's got a nice, looks like they only use maybe 5 or 6 colors altogether on it, and it's kind of neat looking.
The other thing is this isn't really part of their movie series because I noticed after picking it up, this is only 18 by 24, whereas the others are 24 by 36.
Oh.
Because this wasn't the movie series and because this didn't get the hype, I missed out, but I didn't even have to pay double on eBay. Whereas usually if I miss out on the $60 poster, I'm looking at $300, $350 for that poster.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's why Mondo is dangerous.
But a lot of times you can catch them before they quickly get inflated. And I've done that a few times where you're trying to buy online and I'm the one hitting eBay trying to snap them up real quick on the buy it nows. And that works sometimes. We've got this down.
But because I missed X-Men, I was sitting there with my work computer refreshing Mondo all of last Friday because they were putting up the Daredevil poster. And with the Netflix series rocking as hard as it did, I definitely wanted to get a chance at this. This was nothing like any of the other Mondo buys I'd done. You had a full hour to buy these.
Whoa, leisurely.
Yeah, I checked out within 30 seconds, but then I always refreshed to see how close it was. And after a half hour, I'm like, really?
And perhaps it's because these were just under the radar.
Yeah. And these are 24 by 36. They're landscape, but they are the movie size. And I'm thinking, you know, they're tying into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But they did a variant. They always do a variant that's often just a color change or minor changes. And the variants are lower in quantity. Rarely do I like the variant more. I usually like the base more, and that's why it's the more common one, is it's the one that is more general and a little less off. But here they did a Daredevil red and a Daredevil yellow. And I'm like, to me, Daredevil is red. I know he wore yellow. To me, he's red. I want the red poster. I could have gotten both. I mean, the yellow one was up for a good half hour, but I passed on it. I like that they're mirror images, but I just really love the red one. And I haven't noticed this on Mondo variants before, but they change out a character on this one. In addition to being mirror images, on the red one, you've got the Kingpin glowering in the corner. On the yellow one, you've got, I think, one of the people from the circus Daredevil fought in one of the first Marvel issues when he was going up against the Hypnotist.
I kind of thought it was Cornelius from Planet of the Apes. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, and he's got a Wolverine haircut going on there too. I don't know. I kind of dig. Like, I'm surprised you didn't go for both of them, Arnie. That would look cool back to back, hung on the wall next to each other.
It would, but I have limited myself to one of each Mondo. I've just never done the variants. I'm crazy enough just trying to get one of each. So, true. Yeah. And I just like the red. And because I've just finished watching the Netflix series, Kingpin's where it's at for me.
The Kingpin in the TV series is amazing.
No spoilers. I've only made it through the first couple episodes, so I've got to get caught up there.
So I ended up with the red one. I was very happy to get that one, and it has shipped already, which is nice. Sometimes they do the pre-orders. So I got to keep a closer eye on Mondo. They'll sneak it past me.
So you think they just skipped on Age of Ultron altogether this year?
Mondo plays by different rules than most people. Mondo doesn't have to tie in. They have with all the previous Marvel movies, but, I mean, right now, they're selling posters of the Box Trolls and Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
Oh, so they're all over the place.
Yeah, they don't need to do a movie at the time of its release. They can do a movie whenever the hell they want because they're highly collectible and really hard to get. I mean, I mentioned as part of this sale, they were doing Godzilla, Back to the Future, another Batman piece. I mean, there's just so many movies they're doing. I've seen Nightmare on Elm Street on there. They're going for popular but cultish movies. And I mean, with the X-Men one, they did High Noon and Box Trolls.
Wow.
So that's why I had to keep an eye on them. They're tricky. They're slippery. That's what they are.
Truly a collector's nightmare.
And then also, this month only, over at Lego stores or Lego.com, don't forget to get your free Winter Soldier minifigure.
Or your $75 Lego Winter Soldier figure and free Lego set. Whichever way you want to look at it.
Semantics, come on.
Well, what can I say? I just, you know the phrase, go big or go home.
How many helicarriers do you own or have on the way?
Just one. But I definitely consider that a free Winter Soldier with the purchase of a helicarrier. Given that the helicarrier is a website exclusive, I'm not going to find that at Target for 20% off.
True. Yeah, it takes the sting off a little bit instead of just, you know, filling up your car with a bunch of ones that you might not necessarily want. You actually got a good one that you can only get from there, so.
Yeah, so check that out. It is only for June, and I had to go to Lego.com because we don't live near a Lego store.
No, we don't, sadly. We don't live near many stores.
And then, of course, you can get shopping over at Dorkside Toys, where they have put up a ton of new waves of Marvel Legends. Justin, last show, you were talking about how many Legends there were to come. It didn't sink into me how real that is. I was thinking, yeah, we've gotten a lot of Legends figures this year. A lot of Legends figures this year. Like, more already this year than we've gotten ever in a year for the 5 years we've been doing Marvelicious.
Right.
And we knew of the Amazon 3-pack coming, but they put up not one, not two, but three new waves of Legends figures all up for order at once.
And for those of you that are like, yeah, but I don't have to get everything, you know, I'll just get the waves with the Build-A-Figure that I like. All three of these waves seem to have incredibly awesome and highly sought after Build-A-Figures.
Yeah, the next wave coming to Dorkside Toys in June is, of course, the long coveted Hulkbuster wave.
Oh, yeah.
And the figures that come with the Hulkbuster aren't half bad either. To go with Hulkbuster, you get War Machine 2.0 and Vision in kind of like the movie style. It's kind of, the Vision's sort of a hybrid there. He's comic-y, but he's not as purple as the movie version, but he's not as red as the comic version.
Yeah, but he's definitely not screen accurate to the movie version.
Right. And then we get four comic-based figures.
Yeah, getting that Valkyrie that is a, I guess, a redo. Didn't we get Valkyrie in that Hulk 2-pack from Toys R Us a long time ago?
Yeah, we did. Oh, that was her, right?
Yeah, this is a different version of her, so I'm not saying it's a repack or anything. It's you know, that character.
She is so expensive on the secondary market. That whole entire Toys R Us wave is so expensive on the secondary market that people who just want a Valkyrie, this is a make good.
Yeah. Then they're throwing some people in there that, you know, maybe wouldn't fit elsewhere. I know we got a Doctor Strange, but then we get Blizzard, and he's one of those figures, I think, that they kind of shoehorned into a wave, because he's kind of been sitting in displays for the last two, maybe three Comic-Cons. and just never found a home. He's one of those guys coming back now.
And can I just give total props, though, to Hasbro and Dwight Stahl for getting these figures out? He knows how bad we wanted them because I've told him at least twice a year for the past 3 years. And other than the X-Men figures, he's doing really good. And the X-Men figures, he's trying. He told me, and I believe him.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a real good job of at least getting the figures that they've shown us in the displays peppered into these waves. This will be like the fourth or fifth one that's coming out this year that is making good on those previously shown figures. And then there's a Iron Man, Marvel's Now Iron Man in here, which is a repaint from the Iron Man 2 6-inch series. But that looks kind of cool in the gold and black.
Yeah, I kind of like that outfit. I got the Artifex Plus statue of it. It's cool.
Yeah, but the Hulkbuster looks amazing.
Yeah, you skipped over Thundra.
Oh, I did forget right about Thundra. Sorry, ma'am. It was her midriff being exposed. I didn't want to look directly at her.
So that is the first wave. And again, at Dorkside Toys, you can order by the case. And the case ratio on this is 2 War Machines. And then the rest are all standard figures. Or you can just buy the wave if you don't want an extra War Machine, if you don't want to custom it up. So that's June and July. But then in August, there are 2 waves scheduled to come out. There's another Spider-Man wave coming, and the Build-A-Figure there, we saw it revealed last year at Comic-Con, so it's taken over a year to get here. But that awesome, scale-appropriate Rhino with the 2 heads, the big, like, gaping head, and then the mouth closed head. You're going to get all of that in this wave. And I call it a Spider-Man wave because most of these characters I associate with Spider-Man, but I do feel a couple are shoehorned in here. You get a Superior Venom, a Scarlet Spider, and that's with the hoodie, not like the Ben Reilly Spider-Man.
No, yeah, that's a pretty cool one.
Yeah, I've always liked the hoodie look. Then White Tiger, who's really become popular since the Ultimate Spider-Man show. And then Spider-Man bad guys Chameleon and Kraven. And Chameleon, we wondered why they had that suited persona that we got with the Agent Coulson figure. And here's why. This is a repaint of that suit. And he comes with 2 different heads. You might want to pick up several of these and look about, you know, changing the suit color a little bit, because you get a J. Jonah Jameson head and a Hammerhead head. So right there, you've really got 3 different figures if you get 3 bodies.
Yeah, exactly. And a new Ghost Rider.
Yeah, that's one of the 2 characters that I'm like, okay, it's not really Spider-Man-y, but hey, it's Ghost Rider. I'll take him. I love him.
Yeah.
And ending with another questionable one. Yeah, Misty Knight. I read her Heroes for Hire comic recently. I like her as a character.
It's a pretty solid wave. I'm pretty excited about this. You know, the Kraven is something we've gotten a 3¾-inch line years ago, and same with the Scarlet Spider, and that same style of Ghost Rider has been done in 3¾-inch. So it's fun to see some of those smaller figures getting the bigger treatment now.
And then a set that I have already ordered and have waiting to come to me, the Ant-Man wave, also coming in July, with a Build a Movie Ultron.
Yes. I'm not sure that makes much sense, that that's the Build-A-Figure, but I'll take it, you know?
You know what I'll take and finally shut up about? Bulldozer.
Exactly.
I mean, that figure, I was watching one on eBay a long time ago when it was selling for $800, $900 as one of the carded prototypes. They're finally fulfilling the Wrecking Crew promise.
Oh, I'm going to have to dig those guys out. It's been so long since they've been just 3. Now we'll finally have all 4 of them, and I'll have to figure out where the heck they are.
Oh, God. Now that they're all together, they're going to cause some mayhem and break some stuff in your house. That's how that goes. One gets incarcerated, the other 3 sit around and drink and get regular jobs, but you get all 4 together, and it's like the New Kids on the Block trashing a hotel room.
Now, while this is a solid-looking wave for collectors, it's not a solid-looking wave for people who might end up being super fans of the Ant-Man movie, because this is the weirdest movie wave I've ever seen, being only 1 character from the movie, the rest all being comic based.
Yeah, but I mean, you get the movie based Ant-Man. Good to have. I come around on the new suit, the movie suit.
Oh, yeah, I like the looks of it for sure. It's very Marvel Universe looking.
And then you're getting a Legends Wasp. We got her recently in the 3¾ with the translucent wings. I swear to God, somebody at Hasbro has the Honey, I Blew Up a Baby Ray, because they're just doing the Marvel Universe figures and just, we have a legend, we have a legend, because they're also doing Grim Reaper.
Yep, same thing there. And then we're getting another make good on something that's been shown before. We're getting Tiger Shark from the Masters of Evil. And he's another blow up too, because he was in that San Diego Comic-Con 3¾ inch pack from a couple years ago.
Yeah, I knew I had him. I couldn't remember what scale.
Yeah, so he'll join Radioactive Man and Baron Zemo. And we actually complete a team there too. So that's kind of nice. We got Radioactive Man in that Captain America set last year.
And then finally, another Ant-Man based character, though comic styled, Giant Man.
Not Giant. Giant Man is not Giant.
Well, Giant Man in normal form, but it's when he went right by the name Giant Man.
Exactly. I was just doing a toy disclaimer for kids.
Yeah. I think he's compensating. Yeah. Go to Dorkside Toys, because you know what I'm going to watch to see if they get back in stock is that chameleon figure. They sell loose figures without the Build-A-Figure part, and then they can sell just the Build-A-Figure for people who may not want to buy the whole wave. And I don't need 3 chameleons mint in card. I would be more than happy to buy their loose figures that cost less than the regular retail version and just load up on those. But if you're looking to do this, they still have in stock just about every other character we've discussed, including Marvel Now Iron Man, Vision, Doctor Strange, Blizzard, Valkyrie, and a lot more. So check them out for Marvel toys and all your toys needs at DorksideToys.com.
This just in, news from the web!
After XM Studios news that we discussed last week where Marvel pulled the X-Men license, I gotta say I was worried. Because I actually said on the show, Kodo, you're our last hope for X-Men stuff. And they had shown the art for that Adi Granov wave of X-Men figures that would accompany the Adi Granov Avengers figures they did. And part of me was wondering, would that still happen? Can it still happen? Kodo, I really love you. They're at least pushing ahead with some of the figures. I hope they get all of them out. But the first one they're going to be doing is Marvel Now Emma Frost.
And now she looks like she's from The Matrix.
Or a dominatrix. Take your pick.
One and the same. It's actually darn sexy looking, though. It's a nice change from her normal white all the time. But I'm not sure how that outfit is staying put. There must be some glue or tape going on there.
I'm thinking double stick tape or, you know, she is a mutant.
They do make wardrobe tape, and that's how you keep things in place there without compromising shape.
And there's no compromising shape here.
No.
It is clinging on for dear life.
But yet, being an Artifacts Plus statue and not a Bishojo, it is nowhere near as exaggerated as those would be. I do notice on one of the side back shots that her entire booty isn't covered by that outfit, but it's nowhere near as pronounced as it would be on a Bishojo.
Right. Yeah, she's getting a little bit cheeky there, but, you know, not overly so.
And the detail on her, I did post this to our Facebook page and saw a couple of people going, they wished it was the classic outfits. I agree to a point that those are the classic outfits and the iconic ones. And in 10 years, will anyone really remember the Marvel Now look? Maybe. Maybe this is the thing going forward. Maybe it's yet another costume change that won't last as they've done so many times before. But on the other hand, I pointed out, they have done almost all of these X-Men characters in their other lines. The fine art statue line, the Bishojo line. I mean, I have Emma Frost in her classic outfit as a Bishojo. I have Wolverine in his classic outfit as a fine art statue, all from Kodo. So I like that I'm not basically getting what Hasbro is doing with the 3¾ and 6-inch figures, where I'm just going to have like a growth chart of Cyclopses all in the same scale.
It's like when you get those little shrinky guys that you put the little in the water and then they grow. That's what you're going to have.
Yeah, that's what it would look like if I just posed them all in front of each other and they were all the same outfit. Plus, I mean, I'm just a fan of Adi Granov's art. If anyone's going to draw Marvel Now outfits, I'm glad it's him. But the big news from the web is all about San Diego.
News is coming hard and fast, guys.
Well, it's in a couple weeks now. Jeez.
I know. It's less than a month away. Actually, by about this time right now, we're going to be like pretty liquored up, I bet. Because it'll be what, Saturday night, and we'll be having fun in downtown San Diego.
It seems kind of light so far.
We've gotten most of the big heavy hitters that we normally get exclusives from.
Funko in the past has done up to, you know, 6 exclusive pops, counting AFX and counting their own booth and some other booths around. And here it's looking much smaller.
Well, keep in mind that as we all age and as the seasons change, Funko picks up 18 more licenses. And all of the exclusives are going to be start being spread out among these licenses. I mean, they're like red blood cells multiplying at this point.
And in fact, there's only one classic pop vinyl. I mean, yeah, we mentioned last show, AFX is doing another Flocked Rocket that is slightly different in outfit. But Funko themselves only has one classic pop vinyl. It's the Age of Ultron Captain America in his unmasked version. So people who are purists and just get the poppiest of pops, that's the only one you need. You're going to have to kick, claw, and stand in line to get it, but it's just the one. If you have to go to eBay, it's just one scalper getting paid.
Are there purists who don't do the other special ones? Are people drawing lines in the sand now when it comes to Funko?
Yeah, absolutely. There are people who, I don't collect any of the Wacky Wobblers. Anytime there's a Wacky Wobbler exclusive, I'm like, thanks, but no.
But there's people who do draw the line on the deluxe sets, you know, the big ones with the vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Or the giant ones like Thanos and Baymax. Okay. It doesn't fit their collection. They started just getting all these pops that all had exactly the same size boxes and fit on exactly the same size shelves. They may not be into Deadpool with a chimichanga truck or the Dorbs line. So both of those, though, are Funko exclusives this year. The chimichanga truck, Justin, I gotta know, how are you in for a gray Deadpool with a gray chimichanga truck?
She's back, right? Didn't I miss the red one and the regular truck already? I think I might have to grab this one.
Well, you could probably go to Barnes & Noble and get the red one.
Yeah, very true. But no, see, I'm that guy who isn't necessarily in on those bigger sets. You know, it's got to be something that really catches my eye. So, I don't know. This one does look kind of cool being the X-Force version, though, doesn't it? You don't see that version of Deadpool very often in pop form. It's always the blue and red, yellow one and the red and black one.
They've done a X-Force one before. What I like, though, is I think this truck looks so much better in like gunmetal gray than it did in yellow. It looks like a real food truck now.
Yeah.
I don't like the Deadpool as much as the red Deadpool, but that truck rocks.
I wonder if we're going to get really sick of chimichangas by the time next year rolls around. I really think that Fox is missing a huge opportunity to market the movie with a chimichanga food truck at conventions.
Or a food tie-in with El Paso.
There are frozen chimichangas in the freezer section.
It's been way too long since Taco Bell has had a movie food tie-in.
And they don't even sell chimichangas. They'll have to make something up.
Don't worry. They got it. Taco Bell's good at this.
Yeah, there's only so many things you can do with those 7 ingredients.
Yeah, 7 ingredients and every conceivable combination.
It's the Deadpool movie chimichanga special.
And then now I'm faced with a question of my own. Where do I draw my lines? Do I have boundaries?
I don't think you do.
Have you ever established boundaries?
It's like he's in therapy.
But the third Funko exclusive, assuming they don't announce more, is a 6-inch supersized Dorbs Rocket Raccoon.
I think he's cute, and if you're in line already, you should get him.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, too. I'm on the fence, and whenever you're on the fence and already in the line, you buy.
Yes, that's the rule.
And I have the tiny Dorbs Rocket, and he is Dorbs. The name doesn't lie.
He's Totes Dorbs. That's what the kids say, Justin.
Oh, believe me, I know. I have a 10-year-old who's going on 17 now, apparently. I'll have to ask Rory if she'd be into this. I mean, personally, I'm not going to get into this Dorbs line, but this might be something that she digs on. But she's definitely a Rocket and Groot fan, so that might be having to head over there and see if she wants that one.
Well, speaking of Groot, the thing that makes me think there may be more San Diego Comic-Con exclusives yet to be announced by Funko, our friends at Marvel Toy News snagged a photo of a Hikari Groot with a San Diego Comic-Con 2015 sticker on the front. And this one, it looks like Groot in winter. His hands are frozen, aww, and he's got like snow over him.
He's like a Groot Christmas tree.
Actually, he just looks like he has mange. I'm not a fan of this. And see, I like the Hikaris. And some of them I look at and I'm like, oh, hell yeah, just buy it. Because I like the different color combinations they do. And some of them, I don't have to get all of one character. I'm totally fine just picking out the colors I love. This one, not so much. I don't think the snow effect is very good.
I'm right there with you. I made the choice at $80 per Hikari and a minimum of 5 variants per character that I would get one of each character and more if I really liked the variants. And this one, I'm like, well, I'm going to be in line anyway. That's a plus. But I'm not sold. Like, if this was a Hot Topic exclusive, I'd pass.
Or wait for it to be marked down.
Yeah.
Also, it's not like it's tying into some scene from the movie or some iconic scene from a comic book. It just seems like, what else do you do with Groot other than make him rainbowy and then see-through and then glittery? It's like, well, I'll paint some white on there and he'll be a Groot snowbird. It's just kind of weird.
If they'd done what you said and made him a Christmas tree, I would have really gone with that. If they, like, had lights on him and, you know, if he was a happy Groot. But, I mean, they have one mold and infinite paint jobs. So
it's not even paint jobs. A lot of it's just injection molding.
Okay, so a lot of different injection colors. So I'm on the fence on that one. Comic-Con's expensive as it is, so I'm leaning towards the no, but I'll probably pick it up if I get in the line. If I don't get in the line and I have to go to eBay, it's an absolute no.
Honestly, these are a really high price point, and unless I see one that I'm like absolutely head over heels in love with, I can wait for it to go on clearance or just skip it.
Yeah. If it was an exclusive character, like the way they did the exclusive Hulkbuster to their Marvel Core box, I'd be all in. I'd be fighting to get it. But as a repaint, yeah, I'm kind of bored with it.
It's good to know. I'm going to have to rethink my shopping list for Christmas for you this year.
But there's another Hikari that I like a lot more than Groot, and it was announced a bit later. Deadpool. It's Cosmic Powers Deadpool.
How exactly is that Cosmic Powers?
It doesn't look anything like Cosmic Spider-Man, I'll admit, but I just like it because he's got like this iridescent red that fades into orange and yellow and black, and it's a metallic look. I think this looks awesome.
He looks like he'd be a fan of the Germany national football team.
That too.
So if you're a big German soccer fan, as we call it in America, this might be your Deadpool. I don't think there's anything cosmic about it. I guess I expect like something that looks like a galaxy with blues and milky colors going through it.
Yeah, I mean, cosmic-powered Spider-Man was blue, white, and had like star fields.
Yeah, I don't know how this is cosmic.
All right, but take away the name, it still looks awfully pretty.
I like it because he's shiny. Is that wrong?
Yeah, that's what I like about
him. He's like
too.
A candy apple red car. His head is the back of it. Yeah.
Imagine if Iron Man was Deadpool.
That would be an awesome Iron Man. Do they make Iron Man in the Hikaris? They don't, do they? I've never seen one.
I believe they showed us one at Toy Fair as a tease.
Ah, okay.
But I think the most exciting news for me is out of Hasbro, where they've announced what I assume to be the first, but not the last, Marvel exclusive of the con.
Yeah, it's hard to know if they're going to do anything in the 3¾-inch, but right now what they are showing us is the exclusive Marvel Legends set this year. And boy, I tell you right off the bat, I'm happy because it looks like it's going to be an easier box to pack up and ship home.
I take full credit for that because I talked to Dwight one-on-one at Toy Fair.
Yep, the packaging is quite literally a book.
And it's a gorgeous book. It's the Book of Ashanti, and it comes with a like role play sized medallion you can wear. So you could be pimping like Doctor Strange. So aside from the figures, which are awesome and we'll talk about, I'm like, do I need one book and medallion or two?
I can just see you walking around with that on.
Yes, you can.
And I probably will.
But then the figures it comes with, it's kind of funny that it's this year's exclusive and not next year when the movie's coming out, but all Doctor Strange based. You get that Doctor Strange figure we were just talking about, only he's milky translucent.
Yeah, see another trick that they did in the Marvel Universe line already. That phasing or whatever Doctor Strange from the Marvel Universe line is very, very hard to find and pretty expensive on the secondary market.
And they took Scarlet Witch's hex rings and made them blue translucent also.
Yep. Hey, and they got our Marvel versus Capcom favorite character in there, Dormammu. Dormammu. Too many M's in that name.
Yeah, he's a cool looking character, though. I've always had a thing for him, man.
Yeah, this whole box set looks pretty cool. Like, all the characters are, like you said, cool looking, even if you're not completely familiar with them.
And then we're getting a couple characters. I never got too deep into Doctor Strange. I read him with the crossovers. So I do know Doctor Strange. I do know Dormammu, but I'm not as familiar with Doctor Voodoo or Hela.
Yeah, nor am I. But going back to what we said originally, they just look awesome. This is one of the most interesting looking sets that we've seen in a long time. There's a lot of different color going across it.
I love that the colors really pop against, like, the red foam they're in, you know? It's just, it looks like a jewelry box for figures.
It does, with the old school pages of the book all, you know, faded and turning yellow and stuff like that. And then the bright red velvet finish background.
But perhaps my biggest geek joy here is getting Magic in her Marvel Now outfit with that big ass sword. Hasbro has said there are certain figures that they just can't send to retail. They haven't said why, but I figure it's all those crazy moms who got Breaking Bad toys pulled and like to harp on whatever they can at the moment. So I'm happy that we're getting this character that I do think is too hot for toy stores.
She's a little tamer than some of the other females that they've snuck into these packs over the years. But yeah, I can see this one not doing too well at Toys R Us if she was singly packed. Or doing exceptionally well, one way or the other.
It's for the dads.
Yeah, so this is a nice set. We're getting five Legends figures in a gorgeous book with a medallion. They're loaded with accessories. They're all gorgeous. And if I were to buy five figures at Toys R Us, I would spend more than what they're charging. $105.
Well, like you said, at a price point of $20 each and then a little bit of a con exclusive markup, it's not out of line for what I would expect the price to be.
And then Diamond Comics, which is pre-orderable through Entertainment Earth, has three San Diego Comic-Con exclusives. There's another Sofubi, and this one I'm definitely passing on. I don't like the Sofubis that aren't in the kind of monopod structure like I've bought so far. They also have other Sofubis that are not Hikaris, and they just look like, well, I'd see them at a toy store, but not one for kids.
Yeah, this just seems like a weird baby, doesn't it? Like, it's this weird rubbery baby that you're going to carry around. Oh, maybe I need him to carry around.
I can get you one that's not exclusive if it saves us time.
Yeah, because perhaps I need to put him in a little stroller or something and or carry him around wrapped in a blankie because it's downright creepy. I think it's his head and his torso. Specifically the torso. It looks like he's got little pants on.
The whole thing just once again feels like some sort of bootleg of somebody describing something they saw in the United States while they were over in the United States. So he's this character. He has a cape and the collar comes up and he's kind of squinty in his eyes. It's like, how's this look? Perfect.
Hey, I love me a good bootleg, okay? I love bootleg figures, but I see what you're saying here. It's just wrong, isn't it?
It's very, very weird.
It's because of the bald head that it looks like a little rubber baby.
Yeah.
And then Entertainment Earth is also getting the Flocked Rocket that I think is the same one that I pre-ordered at AFX, I think.
Yeah, it looks the same.
Still think it sounds like a Canadian sex act.
And they're getting an exclusive Ant-Man Mini-Mates box set with translucent parts and Yellow Jacket and Ant-Man and civilian Scott Lang and then a giant ant named Tony or Thony.
See, that's a set that I kind of dig. I don't know why. It's, I mean, still just Mini-Mates, but looking at it, it looks a little more fun than the standard comic-based ones that we're always talking about.
Yeah, and it's limited to 3,000 pieces, and this set is available for order still at Entertainment Earth if you're not going to the con. The other two exclusives have pre-sold out.
Now, speaking of Ant-Man, do you guys expect him to have a big presence at Comic-Con this year?
No, I expect him to have a small presence at Comic-Con.
Ah, you're funny. It's not going to be in Hall H. It's going to be like in a stall in the bathroom, right? His panel. It's going to be that big.
It's going to be crawling over us while we're in line waiting for Hall H.
That's true. Yes. Well, I don't know about you guys, but every year I wait anxiously to see what's going to be on the lampposts in the Gaslamp District because they always put something from the convention highlighting it, you know, and it says celebrating the popular arts, and they always pick a movie like it was Avengers and Guardians was there. Well, this year, it's Ant-Man. Ant-Man is all over San Diego. Yeah, see? That's a good reaction, Justin. That's kind of... I was like, oh, Ant-Man?
So,
okay.
So would you say the Ant-Man is crawling all over San Diego?
Well, no, because he did not get the trolleys this year. Remember last year, S.H.I.E.L.D. had the trolleys. This year, it's some show called Scream Queens that's got the trolleys. If it had the trolleys, I'd say they were crawling all over.
Actually, if they had the shuttles to the hotel, that's when they're crawling.
Yes, because you ain't moving in that.
I mean, I think it makes sense. I feel like the last 3 or 4 years, they've always been the Marvel movie that's coming out next. I mean, I remember a couple years ago, it was Winter Soldier. You remember with the beat up S.H.I.E.L.D. everywhere?
And then it was Guardians. And yeah, they usually do get that. Well, that is very cool. We'll be sure to get some pictures of that when we're there. And I'm sure you're going to be more excited about Ant-Man when you leave the con than when we go.
You think?
Yeah, you get hyped. We saw Hamlet 2 because we saw enough signage. So no matter whether Ant-Man's good or bad, I have a feeling the constant barrage mixed with, it's almost like something they could use at Guantanamo. It's sleep deprivation with constant exposure to advertisement, which creates susceptibility.
I think it's called Stockholm Syndrome.
We are now vying for our captors. We're siding with them. Marvel being our captor.
Well, to finish off this week, we have a few items to review, and they're going to be a little bit outside of our normal range of reviews because they're not Marvel Legends, which seems like all we've reviewed so far in months.
We're going to go a little bigger.
Hulk, stop tearing up my armor. Rerouting power to arc reactor. Hulkbuster, powering up.
Nothing can stop the Hulk.
Hulk, stop tearing up my armor.
Yes, we're talking Titan Hero Tech Figures.
Okay, my first question is, why can't they just get the audio from the movies? Why do they always have to record these with people who do not sound like the actors?
Probably due to marketing rights, and I'm sorry, you're asking Robert Downey Jr. to do what?
But they could use clips, like, I mean, these Comtech chips from Star Wars used clips.
I see this is going to get annoying.
One problem with them is after you stop pushing their buttons, they wait to see if you're done, and then they say one last thing. They have to get the last word in. They're like that guy.
Titan Hero last worders.
I agree with you. These would be so much cooler if they were lines from the movie. I've thought that the first Hero Tech, I mean, these things have gone by different names all the time, but the first time I really bought any of these was in Avengers 1 hype, where we bought that armpit-sniffing Captain America, and by we, I mean me.
I do a great impression of that in the toy aisle, too, every time.
And I bought those in the hype, and I've been like, okay, I'm resisted the hype on most. I did get the Iron Patriot, and on all those, I'm like, they really should use dialogue from the movie. But this time, they've actually got an upgrade. These are the Titan Hero Tech figures. And not only are they now branding them Titan after the very successful, to very young kids, I must imagine, 12-inch, barely articulated, poorly painted toy line. So they're now saying these are Titan figures, which fits. They're poorly articulated and in many cases badly painted. But they're the Hero Tech because they talk and have lights and features. And the really cool thing, I would have passed on these. I was not as hyped for Age of Ultron as I was for Avengers 1. I mean, there's only one first time. But what got me is that these figures interact, and I wanted to see that happen. Plus, I may not have been as hyped, but if it has a Hulkbuster, I want it.
Of course, because you're really loving the Hulkbuster.
Last year it was Winter Soldier, the year before that Iron Patriot, this year it's Hulkbuster. And so I waited for this to go on sale, and it did at Amazon, and I picked it up, but it says interacts with Hulk. And I'm like, I want to see this. I need to review this. Does it really? And the truth is, yes, it does. They have microphones or sensors of some sort. I've noticed they have little bulbs on the front. I wonder if they may be shooting. See, what happened there is I accidentally pushed Hulk's abs and it made Hulkbuster talk on his own. I think I just figured this out though. A Hulk on the pants where his button would be has a little sensor there, and Iron Man has one on his chest. These are shooting infrared signals like cheap remote controls to signal the other to respond.
And this is the problem we have now. What's going on?
So if I push Hulk...
Hulk, stop tearing up my armor!
See? It knew it was Hulk and responded.
Do you have to face them close together so they're seeing each other through that little eye?
They're a couple feet apart right now, and I hadn't even figured it out, and I was just setting them around on my photo table, and they were doing it.
Huh.
But you've got to have the ones with the infrared sensors to do it and see how it works. Like, I'm bringing Ultron into the mix now, and let's see what he does to Hulk.
Hulk, you're a monster.
Okay.
All right, I pushed Hulk.
Bruce, it's time to calm down.
Okay, I think I have a three-way fight going on here.
Let's see who gets the last word.
It'll take like 2 minutes. It's really annoying. So the three I picked up on the main retail shelves, or technically on Amazon at deep discount, was Hulkbuster, Hulk, and Ultron. Hulkbuster was the first one I got, and this thing is... And this thing is getting the last word in. This thing is massive. Is it quite to scale with Hulk? No, but it is a big Hulkbuster. It's probably, until we get Hot Toys, the biggest Hulkbuster we've got.
But yet it still looks very kiddie for some reason. I don't know, maybe it's the sheen of the paint.
It is entirely the sheen of the paint.
Okay, it just looks like it's red plastic and not painted.
Yeah, I think it has very much to do with the lack of paint, because I've seen people... getting this very figure, repainting it, and having it look awesome.
Yeah, I did a Google for custom painted Hulkbuster, and there are people who have taken this figure and made it completely movie accurate and just fleshed out the detail with a paint app that's incredible and far beyond the skill I have. It is a good sculpt. It doesn't have a lot of articulation. It has 3 points, kind of. The arms go up and down, and... the head sort of turns a little. Oh, I guess it has a fourth. It has an action feature. It's the go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep punch.
Oh, nice.
I really do like the sculpt. It would make a nice statue if I had any skill to repaint it as these people on Google have done. And I've seen people do repaints here that are like they did a Mark One version of Hulkbuster, and then this version really nicely painted with metallic paint. This could go far. I was really disappointed because I got this on Amazon, and so no human hands have touched it. I always kind of like when there's, you know,
virgin toys.
If it says try me, I wish nobody had.
Right.
But yet it still had a bunch of scuffs just from the packaging. The cheap plastic they used, the chest was all kind of just scratched up and scuffed. It's just a, you know, kind of cheaply made toy, but I own it.
Honestly, out of all of these, I've looked at that one a few times at the store, and just the price point is the one thing that stopped me from buying it. And two, just knowing that buying it, I would have to repaint it, and I just don't have the time for that right now. So it seems like I would be buying a project that I just can't get into right now.
That I completely agree with, and that's why I try to avoid buying projects. And I'm not going to repaint it. I bought it as a Hasbro toy to keep as a Hasbro toy. And you know what? It'll look good standing behind the other ones I have and adding to that display of kind of lackluster talking toys. But I do kind of find this interaction fun. Maybe I'm juvenile, but... I kind of like it. What can I say?
It's kind of a unique approach to talking figures, having them interact with each other.
Well, this is going to get annoying.
Which one has the car horn sound?
That is Hulk after he smashed.
Okay.
Now, because I bought Hulkbuster, I felt compelled to buy Hulk. I mean, I like Hulk anyway. He's a great character. And so it didn't take much selling to get me to buy Hulk. But this Hulk has a pretty nice face. I like the brow they did. I mean, as far as sculpting goes, I can compliment the face.
The teeth aren't great, but Hulk often has just not right teeth.
He has an underbite. It's kind of a Hulk thing. Like, he has webbed toes or club toes or...
Well, not defined toes as maybe... Yeah. I don't think he has a birth defect normally, but I think because these lack so much detail and articulation that you just get, like, something shaped like a foot.
But for what it is, I think this is kind of one of the best. It has the 5 points of articulation that classic Titans have. So if kids like posing this figure with the arms up or maybe sitting down because the legs come all the way forward, you could do that with him and he talks. If I was 7, I'd probably be really thrilled with this toy.
7? 5 maybe?
I was playing with Star Wars toys with this level of articulation and no electronics when I was 8, 9.
So do you know if these are the same sculpts as the un-electronic versions?
They aren't, I don't believe. These are unique sculpts.
All right.
Because they have more detail and they're wider. You know, the Titan ones, they always got to get them in that narrow shampoo bot look.
Right.
These have wider stances and just are a little bit more dynamic in the sculpt.
Okay.
And finally, the third one I bought, and I bought him because he's just creepy as hell, was Ultron. I mean, I saw this Titan figure long before I saw the movie, and I'm still creeped out by that face.
It kind of looks like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, it looks like something from a horror movie. My go-to was Frank from Hellraiser, the skinless dude.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like he's got the musculature. I was projecting so much into this that, like, he was going to try to become human, and that's what Vision is, and that's why he looks so creepy and has musculature. If a toy is so wrong, I feel like I must own it, and this is so wrong.
It looks like he's smelling a really bad fart or something.
Yes, yes, that definitely too.
Just the way his mouth is slightly open and his, that's horrible. But yeah, it's scary at the same time.
And Iron Man had a light-up arc reactor. Ultron, when he talks, his face lights up. And that's honestly slightly cool.
That's why he's making that face. He's disgusted by the Avengers.
It's weird because it's only the top part of his head lights up.
No, it's on the side.
Oh, it's on the side. It's just not on the front where his mouth is.
It is, but he's got a small mouth.
Ah, okay.
Do those little eyebrows light up?
Well, all the vents in his head do, yes. Every place there's a cut, which is the eyebrows, the eyeballs, the cheek holes, and the mouth.
Huh.
And the nice thing is, he stays illuminated until he gets his final word in, so I know when he's done.
That was rude.
It was a little, yeah.
Light's still on, so wait for it.
Bow before the light of Ultron.
There, he's done. That light-up effect isn't too bad, and they painted red on him that's kind of detailed for a Titan figure. They continued the theme of red going through some of his neck joints, around his chest button, and down his chest plate, and he has what looks like lane dividers on his arm. So overall, you know what you're buying when you buy these. I agree with you, Justin. Wait for a sale, and if you have the skill, and I wish I did, I would take this on as a project if I had a hope in the hell of succeeding of repainting that Iron Man and making him look better. But if I repainted him, I'd just look like a 5-year-old took him to finger painting class.
Plus, there's so many other Hulkbusters coming down the line that maybe it'd be cool to leave this one as the plain Jane one.
Yeah, I mean, even the Marvel Legends Build-A-Figure is going to look a lot more detailed than this, even though it's comic style, not movie style. Next up, I wanted to look at two other Titan figures, though. We've talked about these on the show before. Entertainment Earth got an exclusive Titan 2-pack. We talked about this because I was sort of excited. Hawkeye is getting a little bit of love and getting a Titan figure. And Iron Legion from the movie, the blue and white Iron Man.
Nice.
Well, our friends at Entertainment Earth were kind enough to send us a couple for review. And first of all, I should have gotten this from the picture, but I didn't. It's not a 2-pack. You're just ordering two Titan Hero figures that come together. You can't order Hawkeye alone or Iron Legion alone. You can't go and army build the Iron Legion and leave them stuck with a pallet of Hawkeye.
What that is referred to is a set that you can't break.
But a set, I consider coming in a single box.
No, not necessarily.
Ah.
That's a two-pack.
Yes, this is a set. You cannot break up a set.
Good to know. And because I was somewhat intrigued by the Titan figures in stores, honestly, exclusive Hawkeye, Iron Legion, I have looked at these on their site more than once as a purchase before they offered to send us some to review. Well, they came in and I got them out of the box. There's one thing I just don't think I realized, because all of the ones in the stores have the same feature. They talk and some have lights. Well, I knew these had light up accessories. What I didn't realize is if you take away the light up accessories, these are standard Titan figures. They're not Titan Hero Tech with the more dynamic stance and pose. They look like just the standard $9, $10 Titan figures you normally get.
Yeah, you're right. They do have the more neutral stance and the arms directly down at their side.
And there's no electronics in them. There's no talking Hawkeye.
So it's only their accessories.
Yes. I'm really disappointed that the Iron Legion doesn't talk. And in fact, they don't even call him Iron Legion, because I think they think a toy that's named Iron Man sells more. So this is Beam Blast Iron Man, not even Iron Legion.
He kind of looks like Admiral Thrawn. With the white suit and the blue looks like skin.
If he was wearing a gold kabuki mask, I could see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's Thrawn.
And his little useful army pet is now a blaster that sits on his forearm instead of around his neck.
So I was hoping that these would interact at least with each other, if not the other figures. It's my fault for not reading the description more closely and thinking that these are Titan Hero electronic action figures. Well, the action figures aren't electronic, the accessories are. So I just want to kind of set that expectation in case anybody makes that mistake like I did. And because of that, they don't have a whole lot of poseability, and the Titan Hero techs seem to have a slightly better paint job. The Hawkeye I got is actually a pretty good one. There's a smidge of black from his outfit on his shoulder. Just, you know, the Titan figures often do have paint errors. These are aimed at much younger kids.
Well, I noticed that Hawkeye's got a little bit of a sheen, like he's been oiling up his arms.
Well, he's a very high gloss plastic. Both of these are. And Iron Legion, or Blast Bolt Iron Man, the thing that gets me is this is why I don't wear white that often. A single smudge, a single drop from iced tea, and now it's on your chest for all day.
Yeah.
And he has a little smidge of blue right below his Avengers A. That's all I can see. So the accessories. The other thing is, because these are Titan figures, they're very lightweight, great for young kids, it made it really hard to pose them with their accessories. I'm putting the blaster on Bolt Iron Man.
That's huge!
It is very huge, and in the photo studio, he fell forward many times.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is, but it just is weird and huge.
It reminds me of, like, the tech toys that Captain America had. Remember, you'd get the toys that you could put on that helmet that had, like, various lights or things like that.
Yeah, suction cup darts that shoot. Yeah.
It kind of looks like a ship, though.
It looks like a ship. It looks like a sled.
Yeah.
It looks like anything except an actual gun.
Yes, that's correct. It does have a red rocket.
Now, it has a white button at the top that if you hold it in, and only while you hold it in, has a light-up feature.
Don't blind me.
I don't think I could. It's not that bright in normal lighting. It's pretty bright in the dark, though. I remember when I was a kid, a friend of mine gave me a Voltron toy that had a light-up feature, and in addition to just being something I could play with my action figures, I also was like, hey, it's a flashlight!
Your childhood experience was not like most, though.
So here, I can see kids running around and playing like this is a phaser from Star Trek or something. In a kid's hand, this would be almost perfect as some kind of phaser.
Yeah, that would be a fun little weapon.
Yeah, it's not so great on the Iron Man or Iron Legion, but I could see young children appreciating the light up feature. And I think that's who the Titan figures are aimed at. So I could see this being a good package for Kid.
Which brings me to my question. Seems weird that these would be Entertainment Earth exclusives. Because these toys, I feel like, are impulse purchases for moms and dads at the store when the kid's running through the aisle and like, ooh, can I get this? Can I get that? And it's like $8, $9, $10. Sure, why not? But now being an online exclusive, that makes it aimed at the collector who already knows to go to Entertainment Earth to look for this type of thing.
Yeah, their only crossover is the collector adult who has children and they want to indoctrinate them. That's all I can see. That is a downside. I don't think these were made as an Entertainment Earth exclusive because the language on the box is multilingual, like all the Hasbro packages have been lately. The instructions to tell you how to change the batteries and how to assemble the weapons and light them up, all in multiple languages. I'm not sure how this ended up at Entertainment Earth. I do think that it would get a lot more play to its target audience in a toy aisle. Nothing against Entertainment Earth. I shop there all the time. I love them. But it's nothing against Entertainment Earth, but I agree. You have to have a credit card to purchase these. And the closest you'd get is if you had a child with you and are like, look at the computer screen. Do you think you'd find these fun? And then there's no try me buttons where they can push in and see the light up features and become enthralled. I mean, the boxes have try me features, but you can't try me at Entertainment Earth.
Not unless you show up there and beg them. But other than that.
But then I think you just get arrested.
Now, the Hawkeye figure has a lot more going for him than most Titan figures in that if you're lucky, you get an accessory with a Titan figure. Thor may come with a hammer. Captain America may or may not come with a shield. Hawkeye comes with a quiver that is removable. It comes with a couple shoulder straps and you can't take any of the bolts out. I mean, it's two pieces of plastic, one for the shoulder straps, one for the quiver. But right there, it elevates it above the stature of most Titan Tech figures. Then it comes with a BFB, a big freaking bow.
Oh my God, that looks like an airplane. It's like he's got a giant like drone or something. He's going to fly around to attack people.
For five of these Titan figures, I was able to work just fine without the instructions, but this came in multiple pieces. I couldn't even figure out which end was up, quite literally.
Oh no.
I didn't know which way the arrows were supposed to point. I was thinking initially when I saw it that these arrows might be like on a plastic armature and you snap them off. You know how like sometimes you get toys and you have to snap off the pieces?
Like in a little model kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it might be that, but it's not the case. These are firmly encased in plastic. They're just an extra accoutrement for the bow. And the bow is massive and really hard to get into Hawkeye's hand. The reason those arrows are there in my mind, they have a little clasp that affixes to his arm that actually holds the bow much better than attempting to squeeze it into his immovable plastic hand.
Huh.
His hand's got a little bit of give, but I have not been able to get it to wrap around the grip. And then he does fall forward with this. So I've had to mostly pose it at his side. I thought that the quiver and back might be a counterweight, but this is a heavy bow.
And that's huge. I mean, just the fulcrum's going to be so far forward on it because of it's so big.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it does look like a stealth fighter if you put it sideways.
It does.
And like it's about to drop some bombs.
Maybe you just answered the reason why these aren't on store shelves and an online exclusive. Maybe the boxes were too top heavy and wouldn't sit on the shelf. They kept falling.
The boxes stood just fine on my rotating platform. They had no problem. They're wider boxes, you know, they're boxed like the Titan Hero Tech in the, you know, much larger than Titan Hero box because of the accessories. They need the room for them.
Hmm.
The one disappointing thing about Hawkeye's bow, though, is the light is not all that bright.
Well, what do you need the light on there for?
When you look at the front of it, I mean, the LED is way in the back. And when Hawkeye's holding it, that's right up against his arm. So everything that's bright is pretty much against his arm. And what you can see from the other side is just, and at the end, is very little light. And these, you can't leave them on. And if you push the button, it doesn't stay on for a while. You have to hold it in. And so even a kid hand would be obscuring a lot of this.
You could tape it open or on, couldn't you?
It would be a little tricky. I mean, I'm sure there's a way, but it's not what it's intended to do. So overall, for what these are, and for very young children, I would say topping out at 8 or 9 if they're like me and they just still love action figures. And low articulation ones, they haven't moved on to hyper articulated, or God forbid, a 9-year-old move on to Hot Toys.
You know, now I'm looking at the regular release of the Avengers Hawkeye, and this is a repaint of that one. He has a purple arrow in the regular release and does not come with the big bow that you were just talking about. So, you know, saying that these are just like the other Titans that aren't electronic, you're dead on, because it's exactly that Hawkeye figure, just with the new accessory.
Ah, that's right. He's just got the purple arrow on the chest. And that makes a lot more sense for an exclusive to be a repaint. And this Iron Man, I'm pretty sure, is a repaint as well. I don't know the model. I think it might just be the standard red Iron Man. He has an arc reactor on the chest. It's just painted all white.
Oh, yep. So they just, they repainted an Iron Man.
Which is easy enough to do, and it works for Iron Legion. I had no question about if it was movie accurate. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, close enough. Close enough for kids.
So yeah, I would say that for kids, this is a must buy. For collectors, you know, if you're really into Hawkeye, and I know a lot of people are, or if you really love Iron Legion, and I know a lot of people are, it's worth your money. If you're kind of lukewarm on the characters and Titan Hero isn't your thing, these obviously aren't your thing, and they don't interact with the other electronic Titan Hero tech figures. But those are in stock right now. If you want to get them for yourself or a child you know, we'll have a link to it from our homepage at MarveliciousToys.com. Well, to go from one retro style figure to another really retro style figure, our friends at Diamond Select have sent us something to review that Marjorie has really been wanting just to get her hands on.
Yes, and I didn't want to admit that I wanted them because I feared that you guys would laugh at me.
I buy Titan figures. Nobody laughs at me.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, not that you know of. Not that you know of.
I don't read the comments. Never read the comments. Well, we're talking about the Diamond Select Toys retro Marvel figures. And what these are, I mean, I'd wished for these toys for a while. When we started collecting Marvel, there was a series of about 8 or 9 inch DC Comics figures that hung out at Toys R Us, right at the end of the aisle where the Marvel toys were. And they would have their cloth soft goods outfits and packaged on a blister like the later Migos. And I'd say to Marjorie repeatedly, man, I wish there was something like that for Marvel. And the closest we came was Captain Action, and that just did not work for me.
Yeah, that was a little bigger and not in the same scale as the Mego of our childhood.
I like those for some reason. I don't know why, but I never bought any. I like the idea. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they just weren't all the way there yet.
Exactly.
I can see the appeal of them.
But what they're hitting with me, and I bought some of those soft goods Spider-Man figures a while back at Toy Man. We talked about those on a very early show. It all harkens back to me, to my childhood. It is nostalgia to the max, because I loved my Mego figures when I was a kid. Marvel and DC, I didn't know they weren't all one happy family. And I would take my Spider-Man Mego and my Superman Mego. I took my Superman Mego to get a haircut one time and told the hairdresser, give me his haircut. And she put a curl on my front.
Oh, that's the cutest thing ever.
I was probably 4.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I went everywhere with my Mego figures. And so I've been wanting to recapture that, be it through Action Jackson, who I never bought, or through those Spider-Man figures I did, and especially on my birthday when Marjorie indulged me with the greatest gift, the original Mego Avengers, Cap, Hulk, who I had as a kid, and Thor and Iron Man, who I didn't. And I've had those on display in our recording studio since the day she gave them to me.
And awesome bags, by the way, too. I still remember that. Those color-coordinated bags. How awesome.
That was great, and Arnie didn't get it.
He was too excited about what was in the bags to care about the color coordination.
That's correct, yes. I'd like to think that.
But Diamond took my nostalgia one step further with their retro line of Marvel superheroes. Diamond Select Toys had been producing replica Migos or modernized Migos for a long time, but they weren't able to do the Marvel ones until very recently. And we first saw these in a booth at San Diego Comic-Con. They only shipped a little while ago, but now there are three of these characters out in what I consider wave one of four characters. Just they didn't ship all at once, but the packaging all references the same four characters. They first put out Spider-Man, then Captain America, then Wolverine, and coming very soon is Thor. And Wolverine was never a Mego figure, by the way. This is his first time. And the packaging on these is astounding. I see these in Diamond's booth with the nice boxes, and you get three outfits. It's not trying to reproduce Mego so exactly. It is kind of Captain Action in that you get one body, but three total outfits. So when you get Spider-Man, you have three different ways you can dress your Spider-Man.
I see he has some casual clothes there.
Yeah, you get a Peter Parker identity with him.
That's kind of cool.
Casual Friday Spider-Man.
You can put a sweater over him. I mean, yes, you can play dress up with these. I mean, and that could be kind of fun. The only reason I didn't rush out to buy these is because I thought they were Mego-ish. And Zach Oat, who we've interviewed on the show a million times, I mean, he has a history with Mego in that he worked at Toy Fair magazine, which had the awesome, awesome Twisted Toy Fair theater that starred Mego Spider-Man and a whole bunch of Migos that really existed, and they customized a whole bunch of Migos that didn't. And Zach, sometimes in the opening editorial panels, would be interacting with some of those figures. So I thought these were, you know, like what Lego is to Flego. I thought this was, you know, Mego to Flego or something. I mean, I didn't get it.
Flego, I like that. Would it be like Fago, like the soda?
Yeah, maybe. Fago, I like that.
You're welcome.
I was a little bit hesitant because of the price. Each of these sets has an MSRP of $80. And for what I consider to be kind of a redone Mego, I'm like, for the price of two of the modern ones, I can actually just get one of the real ones from the 70s and have that loose.
For the price of all three of them, you could get a Hot Toy one.
Seriously. So I held off, but I talked to Zach. Zach wanted us to review them, so he sent me the first three, plus one to give away. We're going to get into that. And all right, the packaging is gorgeous. When I get it in my hand and can see it, the front has a nice display. They've got all three outfits, kind of like a store wall if you're buying clothing, just laid out to show you what the outfits look like. And on the back is a giant portrait of the character doing it.
The packaging is what drew me in on these, is because the boxes are so, it's a very retro style, because it does look like a toy that was transported from the 70s like they're aiming for, but it's so well done with the portraits and the little box that comes with it, and the clothes are laid out like when you used to get Barbies.
I never got Barbies, I will say that.
I had very few because I cut their hair and burned them and things.
But what I hadn't really put together, I mean, you see things at cons, you're a little overwhelmed. I hadn't ever seen these in a store. When I got it home, it really was driven to me. There's a box inside a box here, inside this long tray box, which it wouldn't make a good display. If you're mint in box, that box doesn't stand up very well. So I don't think the intent was they would display them in the big tray, but you inside the tray have a classic Mego style box, just like the first Migos. I mean, when I was buying Migos, they were in the blister cards. I was, you know, a second gen Mego buyer, but this is how the first Migos came, in little like 10 inch boxes by 1 inch wide. And you have now a reproduction of that with a reproduction Mego figure. It's not intending to be Mego-like, like those DC ones. This is a Mego reproduction. Because what really sold me, when I went from, you know, these look cool and remind me of my childhood, to these are flippin' awesome. Each one comes with a book or a pamphlet of sorts. I mean, it's very long. Each one's about 25 pages, and It is a walk through history. This booklet alone is probably, to me, worth half the MSRP of these figures. You open it up, and it has a letter from Dr. Mego, and it reveals that these are not manufactured by Diamond Select. Diamond Select got the license and went to the people who own MegoMuseum.com and Dr. Mego, Mego customizers for a long time, Mego experts. One of them Marjorie had even talked to when buying my Mego for advice about, you know, what are you looking for? How can you tell the repros? Which is more important when it comes to Cap Shield? Getting reproduction decals for Cap Shield.
There's a great Mego Museum website where I connected with a lot of these people.
Those are the ones who make these figures.
I believe it. These guys are really passionate about it.
The Spider-Man that comes in that box has a head that was cast from the original Mego Spider-Man head.
Oh, wow.
That is really cool.
And they went through painstaking details to get the paint right and get it accurate and not be what would Mego make if Mego was here today, but to really drive home the old school Mego feel. And there's a history of the Mego action figures for Spider-Man. I mean, in addition, you start by just reading about customizers and seeing the Spider-Man Mego customs you've done. There's an amazing one in the booklet of a Peter Parker with a half Spider-Man mask next to a Mary Jane. None of these were made, but they take other Migos from other lines and paint them and sculpt them and create amazing things.
Wow. See, that's a line of customizing I never even considered because, well, I don't have a sewing machine and that would be kind of a high cost of entry, I would believe.
A lot of them silkscreen.
Oh, yeah. Not a bad idea.
They find the outfits that are close and silkscreen as needed. And they give you a history of the Mego figure and why they did what they did. Like, I didn't know this, but there were, in their words, countless variations of the 8-inch Spider-Man's costume in its original run. They had all types of different changes to the outfit. I mean, Spider-Man was made for about a decade, and they just changed stuff up. They changed the outfit a little bit and changed the head a little bit, because the head on this, cast from the original, is very different from the head I was used to. It has a tighter webbing pattern.
Huh.
And so when they were deciding which one to do, they recreated the rarest of the Mego Spider-Mans, what they call the circle suit that has a little circle around the spider on his chest.
This is great. Like, I feel like I'm getting history here that I had no idea existed because I've never really looked too close into the Mego stuff because it wasn't part of my childhood so much. Actually, some of our longtime listeners might remember that I was quite anti-Mego because I used to have nightmares from a TV show I once saw. Of a kid melting his brother Spider-Man Mego, so...
Are you going to be okay, Justin, to go to bed tonight?
I might.
If you get scared, I'm shaking a little bit. You can call us.
I might have to.
I understand. Completely do.
Well, I've been to Mego Museum a couple of times, and I looked at stuff primarily when I'm looking to buy a Mego and looking at, like, the larger 12-inch Mego Hulk I have and things, but I never had found on their site, and maybe it's there, but such a concise article that talks about the Spider-Mans through the ages and why they picked the alternate outfits they did. They discussed all of the construction of these figures in like the last 5 pages of this.
Wow.
And this is something that will really get you, Justin, I think. The body is not an original Mego body. Instead, obviously, it's not even sculpted from one. They used a Type 2 body that Diamond Select adapted from a base body that one of the Mego Museum Dr. Mego people reproduced years ago. It has the string from the original format to keep the joints on, but they've added posability by notching the knees and elbows and added screws to the torso so the joints are tighter and it can actually hold a position.
Whoa.
The Migos were very loosey-goosey even as children.
Mm-hmm.
And they quickly got even more loose and become problems where, like, they're dragging their arms sometimes or their arms just come off. So that's really nice that they made these for a little bit more durability.
Yeah, the elbows and the knees are really tight. I think that with posing, they loosen. They're those notched ones, so there's, like, 4 different places you can put the knees and the elbows the way it goes.
Now they click a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But it's bringing back memories to play with this one about how the wrists were hinged and the wrists moved and the ankles moved and the knees. It's just holding this figure, I am four again. And with this book that it comes with, I'm just enthralled with the history I can learn, including of non-8-inch Mego figures. They have, like, Spider-Man Through the Ages. They have a picture of, like, the rarest Mego Spider-Man item, the Spider-Man Coin Bank. And that a Spider-Man actually had a Spider-Mobile in the 8-inch scale that the figure could sit in. I mean, just a blast through history that I was too young to remember.
I never delved into getting you the vehicles because I didn't think you ever had them. Because when we had your old toys, I only saw the figures in there.
Yeah, I never had any of those. I didn't even know they existed. And by the time I was buying them, they might have been gone.
I had the Batmobile, but that's a different show.
Yeah. Our DC-licious.
Yep. Coming right after Comic-Con.
And then the alternate outfits this comes with, you get a Peter Parker, and he comes with, like, blue pants that I guess are, like, blue jeans of sorts.
I think those are dungarees, yes.
And then a white button-down shirt, a yellow sweater to put over the white shirt.
It's a sweater vest. It's so cute.
Aunt May wants to make sure he's warm.
Yes.
A Peter Parker head. These have swappable heads, and they really went back and researched John Romita Sr.'s art to figure out how to make this head look. And they talk about all the different ways John Romita had drawn it and how they had to decide which one. He goes with a pair of glasses that are hysterically oversized to barely fit on the head.
They are. They're hilarious.
And this is where it might break your rule, Justin. He has loafers.
But what would Peter Parker wear? He has to wear shoes.
Yes. I suppose he probably didn't wear tennis shoes back then. He probably just drew them with, like, plain old brown shoes.
That's exactly what he comes with. And he has non-Spider-Man hands, so he has, like, flesh-colored hands.
Well, that makes sense.
And I never knew this, but there actually was a line of Mego figures, if I knew this, I'd forgotten, exclusive to Montgomery Ward that was Secret Identities. And there was a Peter Parker in that line. But
wow, Montgomery Ward.
Yeah.
Yeah, how long ago did that close? Like 15 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
But what they'd done, and the book tells me about this, is it was a quick knockoff. They just took other Mego figures and literally kit bash something together and call it Peter Parker. They didn't want to reproduce what they consider, you know, what's not a great figure to begin with. So they went back and designed him as if Mego had done him as a featured figure instead of just a kit bash back in the day. That's why he has the 70s look and the 70s outfit.
Very nice. I don't have an answer on how to better do it, but there's something a little off-putting by having the heads just floating above the outfits. But I know you can't put them in there because it almost look like you're getting three figures, you know, on a false advertise. But it just, it's a little weird with floating heads everywhere.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's just no good way to do extra body parts.
Yeah. Looks like a lot of dismemberment going on from set to set.
And I'll say this one, each one got progressively easier. But Spider-Man was a bear to get all these parts out. Inside this gorgeous tray, the 8-inch Mego box had double stick tape on the side of the box. And so I'm like, wow, I want to take this out. I'm trying to decide, do I display Spider-Man with a stand, the Mego stands like Marjorie got me for my real Migos, or do I display him in this gorgeous retro box? But the fact that it was taped there makes me like, I'm nervous to put it back in case it damages the box.
Yeah.
And then the clothes were tied down on the top of the blister with those little, like, they look like the letter I, like you get on clothes. They're kind of milky where you put the price tags.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those are holding them down, and they use such small ones that I had to be very careful getting in there with a box cutter to release them. And all the other accessories are under a blister pack that you cannot get into without destroying the box.
Ah, that's kind of a bummer. So it's either never open it or open it and forget about the packaging.
Exactly. I did my best to try to be careful with it. I ended up leaving the blister there and not tearing the box. But I did weaken the corners a little bit where I was box cutting. But yeah. And then the third outfit, they did an upgraded Spider-Man. Like, what would he have been if Mego had better tech? They put the underarm webs there. And he has actual Mego-style boots that are webbing, so if they'd just not made him wear footy pajamas. I mean, and the accessories. You get the spider belt from the era that has the camera on the front. You get as a camera for Peter Parker to be taking photos with. Actual web shooters you can put on him. I was blown away. Just totally blown away by this.
I think that someone like you, obviously, really enjoys this. And I don't know if this is enough to bring Justin into this style of figure. But I think if you grew up with Amigos or played with them or have a fondness for them, this is just going to be remarkable for you.
Yeah, I think that's exactly where I come down on this. It's like I don't necessarily have a fondness for these figures from my childhood because I had a few. But as soon as Star Wars came around, that was it for me. I was a Star Wars kid from then on out. But I can see guys our age and just a little bit older going just absolutely crazy over these, especially with the attention to detail that you're talking about and the history in there. It's almost kind of turning me. I'm kind of thinking, wow, maybe I wouldn't mind one of these, you know, but it's impressive.
Yeah. And each one gets better. The Captain America still had the double taped box, but the outfits were no longer using those milky ties. Instead, they put like almost a half mannequin of bubble under him, like they molded malleable plastic to hold a body shape of the outfit.
It's acetate that they use to make like a weird mannequin to put the
Just vacuum formed it that way. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it has a little tab so that to pull the outfits out, you don't have to destroy the bubble. If you want to get at the boots, the heads, and the shields, you do. And this Captain America is so much like the one Marjorie got me. It is amazing. The color of blue is slightly lighter, but keep in mind, I'm looking at a figure that's 40 years old, mm-hmm. so it may have changed color slightly over time. They even replicated the wrinkles on the shield.
From the sticker, because the sticker technology was not there.
Yeah, they just had a cut sticker that they put on, and it wrinkled every, like, eighth of the way around the shield, and they replicated that to a T.
That's great. Because if you put a flat sticker on a domed surface, it's going to have extra material.
Yep, that's exactly what they did. And they did another, like, undercover outfit. You get a World War II era Captain Rogers outfit with an alternate head with the blonde hair and kind of the military fatigue type clothing. And you get the classic shield.
That's almost like a straight up original G.I. Joe type of figure you got going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he even comes with a little army helmet that he can wear.
That's kind of cute. I wish it was a different outfit and had his iconic leather jacket.
Yeah, but that's not comic accurate. Yeah. That's from the movie. They're really trying to look at what was the 70s interpretation of Steve Rogers. And then, of course, they talk in the book about all the inaccuracies Mego did. Like, they just used DC boots. He isn't wearing those boots that have the little, like, pirate boots that Captain America wore. And they didn't put gloves on him. I mean, Captain America wears gloves. And there's no gloves on Mego Captain America. They didn't even paint the sleeves any different. And so they reproduce that to a T, but then you get the upgraded version of the more accurate, and they've got different fabrics sewn together, and they put the red at the end of the sleeves. You get red hands to reproduce the gloves. You get a full plastic shield that's a lot like what we'll get with a Marvel Legend instead of the sticker shield. Just, again, amazing. And a book that I'm literally going to sit down and read every page of the books that this comes with.
Huh. Yeah, I'm marveling at this outfit. Like, the detail. They made little belts for the updated version. That's awesome. He's got a little belt buckle there.
You can definitely tell these are something made by fans, though.
Yeah, the fact that these are done by connoisseurs and using the techniques that they've done for their own loving customs. And now Diamond has realized these are the experts and gone to them. And they've figured out a way to work with Diamond to mass produce these things. Although I have to say, these are limited to 3,000 per run. They are numbered and limited. The third set he sent me is the Wolverine set. And here I noticed the packaging got even better still. Gone is the double stick tape on the 8-inch box.
Nice.
And a lot of the sections of the blister are now peel away. You couldn't put the stuff back in a blister, but if you don't want to have to get out a box knife and risk ruining the box trying to cut the blister off, a lot of it was tear away.
Hmm.
But Wolverine is the first figure they're doing that hasn't ever been done by Mego.
Except when they did the Fonz, because they just took that outfit for his for his casual wear.
Yeah. But I love that they looked at what would Mego be able to do at the time? What would be considered a choking hazard in the 70s? How would they do Wolverine's claws? And they decided what Mego would probably have done is make a glove that slips over a standard hand, and it would be part of the glove, and it would be all molded together so it's not a choking hazard, and it's cheap. Mego was looking at cost when they made all this stuff. It would have been cheap for Mego to do.
And the way they did his gloves with the claws looks legit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really... They did a good job on this one. They got the different color yellows like you would have in Mego, the different color blues.
He has a removable mask, which is kind of a cool thing, in the standard yellow Wolverine outfit. I mean, Twisted Toy Fear Theater, of course, had a Wolverine all the time who'd show up and harass Spider-Man. But this is really more Mego than that one even would have looked. But then, yeah, you get two other outfits. You get his, like, brown and orange outfit, and his much more modern, I don't wear a costume outfit that comes with a wife beater and a leather jacket.
The leather jacket is super cute, too.
It's Love got like it. A fur-lined collar.
Yes.
Nice. He's got some kicking blue jeans, too, with little stitching work going on.
Yep. Just like the Hot Toy, actually.
That's what I was thinking when I saw the stitching on the pants, is it was reminding me of Hot Toy level of detail in these pants.
These are impressive.
Yeah, I'm... totally in love with these, and now that I've got them in my hands, I will not hesitate. When Thor is released, and remember, Thor is coming like a Mego replica Thor, but then he's also coming with the first Dr. Donald Blake figure, I think, in history.
That's right. We saw the preview for this one. We thought it looked like that dentist figure from the Skeletor and He-Man line.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll get Thor with the classic helmet.
Mm-hmm. And then also just, I think, a big-haired Thor that looks kind of like a hair metal rocker.
Yeah.
This Thor had tremendously bad hair, but it was a trick to find good hair.
Yeah, but you found great hair on that one. I mean, it's bad from how it was sculpted.
Yeah.
But you found one where it wasn't all demolished.
That's correct.
But yeah, in that one, there's a classic Mego Thor that looks a lot like the one Marjorie bought me, a Dr. Donald Blake, and then an upgraded Thor that has like chainmail sleeves and a much bigger helmet and sculpted hair instead of the fabric hair.
The Barbie hair, right?
Yeah. That really just looks like he's teased it way too much.
Thor-eal.
But absolutely, pick these up. And right now, I just checked Amazon. These are on sale. I was a little nervous originally about the price. The Spider-Man set, MSRP $79.99, $53.74 at Amazon. The Cap set, $67.29.
Not too shabby.
Even the Wolverine's a few bucks off. He's only 76 with free shipping. So definitely keep an eye on these. And I think as word gets out about them, they're going to increase in collectability given that they're limited run of only 3,000. The only thing it's done to me now is I'm going to be talking to Marjorie about where she got her stands. And I asked Zach at one of the events, would they sell extra bodies? Because you're really getting three figures, but just $1. And Zach said, well, we don't have the license to sell just the bodies, but there's plenty of places online where you can buy them, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and I'm betting Mego Museum might be that place.
That'd be a good place to start.
So rather than constantly playing dress up with my dolls, I think I'm going to be ordering some more bodies, and just instead of having three figures, all of a sudden I have nine.
Or even, you know, check your Gordmans. They used to carry some of those DC ones, and if they have some of those laying around for $4 or $5, you know, you could always tear those apart and just take the body off of those.
True, but I'm a purist. I want the Mego articulation. I want the Mego size. I want the Mego coloring. I want the
All right.
notched joints, the ratchet joints in the knee.
Appreciated.
I mean, honestly, we've had a great year as Marvel collectors. There's been some amazing Hot Toys. Those Marvel Legends have blown me away. But when we do our year in review show, I honestly wonder if anything's going to impress me as far as action figures or replicas as much as these diamond retro figures. They're that good to me.
Wow. That's a ringing endorsement right there, considering we're only halfway through the year, and it's been, like you said, an impressive year of awesome stuff already.
Yeah, it's an embarrassing wealth of riches. But, man, these are just any collector who had Migos. I'm looking at collectors basically in their 40s and up, maybe late 30s. Check these out and hear what I say, because I had my reservations until I got into this and realized this is done with incredible love. And really, when I see the detail that goes into it, totally justifies the price. Add a couple bodies, and you're really getting three figures for this price. Amazing. So thank you to Diamond for pulling the blindfold off my eyes on this awesome thing you've created that actually, in my mind, outstrips even your select figures.
Wow. Well, thank them also because they sent you an extra set, and one of our lucky listeners is going to have a chance to take them home, right?
Absolutely. We are going to be doing this through our YouTube channel. If you haven't checked it out, we have a channel where we post a lot of videos, and not just videos from the show. We've done a couple bonus videos on there. Marjorie's unboxing video of the FX Collectibles Captain America shield, which is also very awesome and will win prop of the year, hands down.
Oh, yes. Until the Winter Soldier's shield comes out.
Which probably won't be this year.
Yeah.
So go to the YouTube channel. In order to win this Diamond Select Toys retro Captain America set, you have to subscribe to the YouTube channel and keep an eye on it. About a week after this show goes live, we will be posting to YouTube this segment of the review of the Diamond Select Toys retro figures. You have to subscribe to the channel and leave a comment on that video. And then from all the comments on that page, we will randomly select one and they will win this Captain America. And you only have, from the time the video goes up until July 15th, we will be picking the winner on July 16th. So head to our YouTube channel. The link is from our homepage at marvelicioustoys.com. Subscribe and you will know immediately when this video goes live and you won't miss it. And we hope you come back in 2 weeks and don't miss our next episode of Marvelicious Toys. Well, just keep in mind, our next issue of Marvelicious Toys is the last before San Diego Comic-Con. So let's put this all in perspective. One more show and then San Diego.
And time to go.
And that's the end of our show.
Don't you know?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade toys in the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. You can see more videos and reviews by subscribing to the Marvelicious Toys YouTube channel. You can find the link from our homepage. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4. That's 803-627-8354. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious Podcast Video Enhancement by Andrew, Daryl, Josh, and Barrett. Marvelicious Website Design by Jason. Graphic Design by Justin. Photo Editing by Curtis and Jeff. Announcements by Brock. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at swactionnews.com. If you want to hear reviews of every movie ever based on Marvel Comics, check out those reviews and hundreds more on the Now Playing Podcast at nowplayingpodcast.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2015. all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
That sounds like a Canadian sex act. I'm gonna flock your rocket, baby.
Promise? Wait, that ends up with it being fuzzy. I don't know if that's good.
I don't know, but wasn't there a wet mitten? Was one of them too.
Did you guys see the new one, the minivan?
Big ass sword.
Oh, God, I thought you were gonna say with her big ass. Just the way you drew it out, and I'm like, Arnie, it's an action figure.
Milk, milk, lemonade. Milk, milk, lemonade.
Don't you have a Disney tattoo also, Justin?
I didn't start off with one, but it apparently is now.
Yeah, see? Well, I've got Disney tattoos.
I guess I have two. Yeah. I have a Star Wars one and a Marvel one, so.
I have three. I know.
But they won't take ownership of your Deadpool one because that's owned by Fox.
True.
There's only one first time, but...
Not if you fake it good.
And if you're buying Titan figures, there might not be a first time.
But what got me is...
That was a slow burn.
He's making a 40-year-old virgin joke. I was really... But for what it is, I actually think...
Blown away?
I gotta stop accidentally hitting that.
Yes, you do.
So if kids are used to posing the figures with their... He doesn't like my review of him.
No, he's very mad.
But did you kill a cat?
My chair is super squeaky. I've been trying not to move. That was like...
I thought he like rolled over a cat.
Luckily, I don't own a cat, but yeah, otherwise.
Are you sure? You don't anymore.
Not anymore.
It's probably 30 to 40 pages. Maybe 20. I don't know. 2, 4, 6. Oh, it has page numbers. There. Marjorie is unboxed.
Unboxed? I unboxed it from Boston.
Every so often, my mother's voice comes out my mouth.